Okay, we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel of Chagiga, continuing in some of the chumras that apply to Kodesh but do not apply to Truma. Says the Mishnah, Achlin Achalim Neguvin, be a diamond meso avos patruma. So let's say a person's hands are tame, and they're tame rabbinically, obviously. So that means they have a tumah level status of a sheni. So when you have a tumah level status of a sheni, that cannot transmit tumah to chulin food. So therefore, the chulin is going to remain tahor, even when the person's tummy hands are touching it. So it can then be eaten with truma. So what does this mean? So again, let's read the words and translate. Achlen acham neguvin be a diamond meso avos patruma. A person can eat dry chulin foods with hands that are tummy, even with truma food in his mouth. So in other words, what? So the guy, someone put truma in his mouth, and he didn't put the truma in his mouth himself. So he's there, he's chewing it. And so now he, even though he has tummy hands, he's allowed to eat chulin, or I guess dry chulin, foods with his hands, that are tummy, even while he has this truma in his mouth. And there's no concern there. But we'll see, there's a concern with kodesh, aval lo b'kodesh. But if a person who has Kodesh food in his mouth, we say he can't have this chulin food with his, he can't eat this chulin food with his tummy hands. Why? Because if there's Kodesh food in his mouth, because there's a concern that maybe he might come to touch the Kodesh food in his mouth with his tummy hands, and then there's going to make a tummy. There wouldn't, in theory, be a concern also that if he would touch his truma with these hands, that would also make the truma tummy. However, we're not concerned with truma, we're only concerned with Kodesh in the mouth, and therefore with truma there is no such stringency. You could eat dry chulin foods with your hands that are tummy, but you cannot eat kodesh foods you can eat dry chulin foods with your hands that are tummy while you have truma in your mouth, but you cannot eat dry chulin foods with your hands that are tummy when you have kodesh in your mouth. And then finally, Ha'onin, someone who's in a state of aninas, but it seems like over here we're talking about specifically from the Torah's perspective, a person who's in aninas, in his first day of aninas, he is not allowed to eat any sort of sacrificial meat. Once the night comes, he is then, from the Torah's perspective, allowed to eat sacrificial meat. So ha'onin, a person who's in aninas and his a period of aninas passed, meaning he is now the night has now arrived. Umechusar kipurim, and a person who is also a mechusar kipurim. This is a person who needs to also, other than being tovel and waiting for nightfall for his tahara process, he also needs to bring karbonos. So a person is mechusar kipurim, he's lacking atonement. He has not yet brought his karbonos, but in theory he has already toveled and he has already waited till nightfall, but he still needs to bring the sacrifices. So both these people, this owning and this mechusar kipurim, both of them tzrichan tvila lakodesh. They need to immerse themselves in order to become fit for eating kodesh foods, and this is based on a takanas derabanan. What's the concern over here? Well, there's a concern that an onin and a mechusar kipurim cannot eat kodesh foods. So since they can't eat kodesh foods, maybe they won't bother, you know, keeping themselves pure against tumah. Therefore, the Chazal say that when you leave a status of onin or mechusar kipurim, you have to go in a mikvah before eating kodesh. But immersion is not going to be required to become fit for eating truma after leaving this status, because a person can eat truma while he's an Onin or Mechusar Kippurim, and so therefore he obviously would still continue to protect himself against truma, so that truma will not become forbidden to him. So therefore he does not need to be tovel after he leaves these statuses in order to eat truma, because he was able to do so in the status as well. So then, yeah, so immersing yourself is therefore unnecessary when leaving the status, when it comes to the status of an Onin or Mechusar Kippurim, when it comes to eating truma. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next one.